We begin this evening in New Zealand, which is in mourning following a devastating terror attack which claimed the lives of 49 people. More than 40 others were wounded in the attack, which targeted two mosques in Christchurch. With more, here's Niall Colbert.
Today's terror attack was the deadliest in New Zealand's history. 49 people were killed in attacks at two separate mosques in Christchurch. A man is due to appear in court charged with murder, while three other people are still being questioned. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's one of her nation's darkest days, but they will not be shaken.
Kindness, compassion, refuge for those who need it. Those values will not and cannot be shaken by this attack.
Kerry woman Elaine Drum lives close to one of the mosques which was targeted.
You don't ever hear of things like this happening, so everyone is just reeling from it.
Here in Ireland, community Gardaí will attend Friday prayers in mosques across the country. The chair of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council has welcomed the move.
Their presence also gives a lot of reassurance to the community.
The DUP has been accused of political hypocrisy over its stance on Brexit tariffs. EU Commissioner Phil Hogan has hit out at the DUP for supporting a different tariff regime in Northern Ireland, while also saying it can't be treated differently to the rest of the UK. The DUP has been holding talks with British ministers today on the way forward, but EU Commissioner Hogan had some sharp criticism for them this morning.
It's also a rich irony that on Monday last, the Democratic Unionist Party had a serious problem about the integrity and constitutional status of Northern Ireland, that it would remain within the United Kingdom for all of the negotiations. And they had no difficulty on Wednesday, when the tariff schedules were published, that you could have a different regime in Northern Ireland to the rest of the United Kingdom. So, the word political hypocrisy would be an understatement about what I think about that.
Well, the DUP stability leader says it believes the British Parliament has a renewed focus in resolving the border issue. The party which props up Theresa May's government says their talks with ministers this afternoon have been constructive so far. They're expected to continue talks over the weekend as Theresa May seeks to have a third meaningful vote on her plans next week. Nigel Dodds says they're still looking for more assurances.
We don't want to leave without a deal, but a lot will depend in terms of what the government is able to do in terms of providing those guarantees that are necessary to assuage our concerns.
Fianna Fáil councillor Enda Bonar says it's clear that party headquarters has faith in him after adding him to the party ticket for the upcoming local elections in the Lenti's electoral area. It follows a week of controversy after he lost out to Noreen McGarvey at the party selection convention in Burton Port last Friday, which was selecting the candidate for the Rosses and Dunloe area. It's understood Fianna Fáil headquarters contacted councillor Bonar earlier today to tell him he would be added to the ticket. He says this will be his final time to run, and he's elated at the way things have turned out.
Well, obviously I'm elated because I have spent the best part of 20 years fighting on behalf of my constituents in the Glenties area. I told people that I only wanted to go for one last time because I felt at that stage while I may be capable, I'm getting too old. So I'm delighted that they have now, they must have faith in me when they've added me on the ticket.
Obviously you have mentioned that you are elated, but has events of the past week or so not left a bit of a sour taste in your mouth?
Oh, there was a lot of sour taste left in my mouth last Thursday and Friday, but by Saturday that was all gone because I was getting calls from every part of the Glenties electoral area wishing me well and hoping that I'd be added to the ticket. So I have even acquaintances now that I didn't have in the past, so I'm delighted.
And as you say, you have mentioned this is going to be your final time running for the local elections, Councillor Bonar.
Well, that's right. I feel that different organisations, different types of clubs, that people have only a certain lifespan, and I feel that my time will be up in 5 years' time, not at the present.
And that was Councillor Enda Bonar there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Gardaí have launched an investigation after €38,000 worth of equipment was taken from a council yard in St Johnstone. Thieves made off with a 3-ton digger and trailer after removing the Watson Hire branding from it. The digger was subsequently spotted moving on the Lifford St Johnstone Road between 7:30 and 8:30. It's believed it was heading in the direction of Northern Ireland. John Watson, the owner of the equipment, spoke on today's 9 till noon show.
Quite a big machine, it's orange in colours, was very distinctive. I said it was pulled by a large van or four-wheel drive Jeep, but a car couldn't pull this. So it's been fairly large in the road. You know, you definitely wouldn't notice it. And the machines are all serial numbered, unless it's gone to the north or maybe it's gone to another country, you know, but it's very hard to know. They're very hard to hide, I would imagine now. As you say, a small piece of plant could be hidden, but this is hard to hide. But I mean, these people have to offer this machine to someone, so if there's someone offering the machine, you know, just let us know. Could have to sell somewhere. My mind, and this is only my opinion, is so close to the border, may have crossed the border, you know. Well, that's what I'm saying. People have dash cams or CCTV into their houses or their businesses. If they take a quick look between 7:30, 8:30, they may see a digger passing their premises, you know. Now, our stickers were on. The stickers were taken off it last night. The stickers are still in the yard, and St Johnson's were there. So all the stickers were taken off it. All the Americans were taken off it.
Independent TD Thomas Pringle has backed the student climate strike, which took place earlier today. He joined students from Donegal on their protest outside County House in Lifford. He told the students that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil all knew that climate change has been happening since the 1990s. Therefore, he said it's very important that they say enough is enough and hold politicians to account for refusing to act on something that he says they were complicit in. Deputy Pringle paid tribute to local student Conal Boyle and his colleagues who organised today's event.
It's great to see young people actually making their voices heard, because unfortunately politicians will need that kick in the arse to make sure that they deal with the issues, and because the politicians in this country have known about the issues that are involved in climate change for many years and have done nothing about it, and we need to make sure that it happens now, because we don't have the time left, and that's the reality of the situation. So there's about 10 years left to actually take action and make things happen, and we have to play our bit as well here.
You told the students today effectively that lip service isn't enough, action is necessary, and necessary now.
That's right, and they need to keep the pressure on us to make sure that we do carry out the actions that can mean that the future generations will be able to live and enjoy this earth as well, and that's vitally important, and it's great to see that the young people have a feel for that and want to make that happen, and hopefully we can live up to it.
And there was Deputy Thomas Pringle there. The number of planning permissions granted for homes across the country increased by 41% in 2018. However, in Donegal, it fell by almost 12%. The total number of planning permissions granted for all developments increased by 6% on the 2017 total nationally. Again, in Donegal, it fell. With more detail, here's Laura Donnelly.
In Donegal, there were 894 permissions granted last year. That's down on the 2017 total of 998, a fall of just over 10%. Of those, 338 of them for new dwellings, down from 384 on the previous year. There were 227 permissions for other purposes, including business and retail, down 13%, and 251 permissions for extensions, down 9%. 78 permissions were for alterations and conversions, no change on 2017.
Gardaí are warning motorists in Donegal to take care on the roads over the holiday weekend. It comes as figures show the number of seatbelt detections for not wearing them in the county is up significantly. The March bank holiday is also a traditionally high-risk period for drink and drug-related crashes. Inspector Michael Harrison says with a weather warning in place for the days ahead, it's crucial that motorists adhere to the rules of the road.
But in particular this year, the message is really poignant, because our road deaths nationally are significantly up, and here in Donegal as well, we have 5 people who have died on the roads here, and we're only into early March. So the message that we just ask all road users in Donegal this weekend is just to drive at a sensible speed for the particular road conditions, and wear your seatbelt, don't be drinking and driving, and don't be using your mobile phone. Detections for wearing seatbelt this year in the county are significantly up, like they're double figures up. And it's the same for mobile phone. This is a message that we've been banging for years and years about people wearing seatbelts, the road safety authority, and even the school children in the seatbelt sheriff in schools. But yet, we are detecting significant increase in people not wearing their seatbelts. It's just a no-brainer. So just ask people to drive safely this weekend.
In terms of checkpoints, Inspector, will there be more so this weekend?
Yes, I have scheduled a number of operations throughout the county, particularly on St Patrick's Night itself, where we will be doing a number of ordinary checkpoints to detect drink driving, and also a number of mandatory intoxicant checkpoints where you are likely to be stopped and tested for either alcohol or drugs. Again, just to remind people that we can test for drugs, we have the machinery to test for drugs, and people are being detected drug driving all the time. again, it's just not worth it. You're putting your own life at risk and you're putting other people's lives at risk.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, with the new Adidas Messi range now available, including jerseys, jackets, bottoms and boots. See in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
14 minutes past 5 o'clock. Oisín's at the sports desk, and Oisín, we start this evening with some sad news.
Yes, Donal, we learned earlier today of the passing of our former colleague and friend Brian Wright. In 1969, Brian was Finn Harp's first professional player and was also the scorer of Harp's first goal in senior football. The winger's career also seen him play for his former, for his hometown rather, and beloved Derry City, Sligo Rovers and Port Vale in England. Closer to us here in Letterkenny, Brian was our soccer analyst on Highland from the early 90s to the late 2000s. As he kept the Northwest glued to the radio with his enthusiastic, unique delivery and impressive vast knowledge of League of Ireland football. He was part of the original staff and played a role in helping Highland get to the top of the ratings. There will be a tribute to Brian on this weekend's Saturday Sport. That's tomorrow at 5:15. Brian will be laid to rest on Sunday with Mass at St Mary's Church in Craigan at 2 and interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Brian Wright, rest in peace. There's League of Ireland football tonight with the two North West sides in action. Finn Harps and Derry City will both play Premier Division ties. Harps are involved in a bottom of the table clash with UCD as both sides look for their first win of the year in the SSE Airtricity League. On the injury front for Harps, Nathan Boyle and Keelan McAleer are both doubts, and manager Ollie Horgan feels that Harps will need to improve if they are to get a result tonight.
Would you take a draw? No, absolutely. He would take a draw with open arms going to UCD. I'm not quite sure, Oisín. You know, yeah, at the start of the season before we kicked the ball, I felt that they would be, you know, fighting relegation along with us. I'm not so sure, having watched them on Saturday, will they be down there, you know, with the brand of football they play, and they'll keep playing that. They'll play that against the best teams, don't mind, if you like, against us in that manner. But we need to try and get something out of it. Be it a draw, we were delighted with that, because that's the height of what we got from there last year. We got beaten and we got a draw, albeit the night they won the league. And hopefully there won't be much in it again on Friday night, but we need to get better to get to that stage.
Kick-off time to that game tonight, 7:45. Chris Ashmore will be there for Highland Sport, and we will have live updates from the kick-off time. We'll also have a number of updates from the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, where the champions Dundalk are coming to face the host Derry City. Derry City are fourth in the table, just 1 point adrift of third place Dundalk in the standings. And Derry boss Declan Devine is expecting tonight to be the most difficult game yet for his side.
Great game. It's a game where we're all looking forward to. It's a game where we can set up to test ourselves against what I believe is one of the best teams in Irish football history. It's something that is great for us to test ourselves with, but also it's something where, you know, we got to make sure that we're right if we want to try and get anything from the game.
Also tonight, Shamrock Rovers will retain their place at the top of the beat Sligo Rovers at the Talla Stadium. Remelton's Kyle Callum McFadden's back training with Sligo this week. Second place Bohemians will hope to continue their unbeaten start as they meet Cork City, and Waterford take on St Pat's. One game tonight in the Irish League Premiership, Coleraine are on the road as they go to bottom side Newry City. Tomorrow, Saturday, five further games to come, and among them, Institute will make the trip from Derry as they head to Belfast to play the leaders Linfield. Well, Liverpool could meet Manchester United in the Champions League semi-finals. They're on the same side of the draw, with Liverpool at home to Porto in the first leg of the quarter-final and United away to Barcelona. Tottenham will take on Manchester City in an all-Premier League tie, with the winners facing Juventus or Ajax in the last four. Chelsea boss Mauricio Sarri's got his wish of not having to face his former club Napoli until at least the final in the Europa League. His current side will meet Slavia Prague in the quarter-finals and either Eintracht Frankfurt or Benfica in the semis. Arsenal are on the other side. They will meet Napoli in the last eight, with Villarreal or Valencia the potential opponents in the semis. West Ham midfielder Josh Cullen and Burnley centre-half Kevin Long have been added to the Republic of Ireland squad for this month's Euro 2020 qualifiers with Gibraltar and Georgia. It follows the news that Ronan Curtis and Alan Brown will miss the games through injury. Portsmouth forward Curtis recently had part of his finger surgically reattached following a freak accident at his home. One game tonight in any shown on the junior front, Glenn Gad United are making the trip to play Glenelly as they take on the Colts in the latest round of games in the Buncrana Credit Union Cup. Jim McGuinness will lead Charlotte Independence for the first time in a competitive fixture this evening. His team kick off the USL Championship regular season with a home tie against Indy 11 at the Matthews Sportsplex. Now to racing. Friday was the big day at Cheltenham Festival, and it turned out to be a massive one for Wally Mullins, who has eventually won the Gold Cup. Dennis Kerwin
having finished
reports.
Second in the Gold Cup on no fewer than six occasions, trainer Willie Mullins finally reached the promised land when Alboom Photo landed the 2019 Cheltenham Gold Cup under jockey Paul Townend this afternoon at odds of 12-1. It was a race of mixed fortunes for Mullins, as three of his four runners failed to finish the race, but that will matter little to the man who has now won virtually every significant prize the sport of national hunt racing has to offer. Alboom Photo had just over two lengths to spare at the finish over the Tony Martin trained Annabelle Fly, who was placed at the festival for a second consecutive season, with Bristol Demai finishing third, with the Irish Daily Star first past the post for Cheltenham Festival coverage. I'm Dennis Kerwin.
It's going to be a busy afternoon tomorrow here in Highland as we feature live Gaelic football from Parky Run in Cork. The Donegal senior ladies and men's, of course, are involved in a doubleheader against the hosts. The first match is Maxi Kearns ladies as they take on the Rebels, looking to maintain their winning start to Division 1. The girls' side will have 22 foot players for that one, so a bit of worry for Maxi Kearns ahead of the game, but they are, of course, going down in good form. That one starts at 12 noon. Live regular updates as from the throne time there from Martin McHugh, and Dermot Doherty. And then that'll be followed at 2 with full live match coverage from the men in association with Gael Oil as Declan Bonner's side go to Cork, knowing a one will keep them in touch with promotion out of Division 2. The manager of Donegal says they will need a big performance on the road this weekend.
Cork are always a dangerous team, and you know, just chatting to Stephen there at the weekend, I mean, Stephen's first game in charge of Mayo was down in Cork and Park Arinion. Cork turned them over that evening, I think, by about 15 points. And so you can never, you know, you have to make sure the preparations are top class, and you have to go down there and produce a big, big performance. And as I said earlier, it has to be for 70 plus minutes. And if we do that, then we're in with a really good chance of getting those 2 points.
There is, of course, a full programme of league games tomorrow afternoon and indeed tomorrow evening. Among the Division 1 games, Tyrone are on the road. They're heading to GA headquarters at Croke Park to take on Dublin. And a victory there for Tyrone would all but secure their safety in the top flight. And Division 4 tomorrow, Derry are meeting Leitrim at 5 o'clock. These two sides already promoted to Division 3. It's just a battle now to see who is going to take the division. Donegal sides are also involved in underage competitions tomorrow. In the Ulster Minor League, they play Cavan, and they also meet them as well in the Under-16 Buncrana Cup. McCool Park in Balbuffet is the venue. The games get underway there at 12 noon and at 2 p.m. To snooker, good news coming from Gibraltar. Ronan White from Ardraas participating in the Open competition there, which is a professional ranking event on the world snooker calendar. Well, the amateur stage is now complete, where Ronan had two victories yesterday. He's now through to the last 64, where he will play the world number 54, and that is Ben Wollison, and he'll be returning to the tables tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Exciting times for Ronan there. In rugby, the roof of the Principality Stadium will remain open for tomorrow's Six Nations meeting of Ireland and Wales. Heavy rain is forecast for Cardiff, but Ireland, as the visitors have insisted, the stadium remains open to the elements. While the Irish under-20s can secure the Grand Slam this evening, Noel McNamara's side will face their Welsh counterparts, where kickoff is at 7:05. To golf, Shane Lowry is one over par with six to play in the second round of the Players' Championship at Sawgrass. Rory McIlroy goes out from 5 under par just after 6 p.m. Seamus Power will begin his day on 2 over. Kevin Kistner has assumed the outright lead on 9 under. On the MMA front, Joseph Duffy makes his long-awaited UFC return when he faces Mark Dacus at the UFC London event tomorrow night, Saturday. The Donegal native hasn't fought since suffering a second-round stoppage defeat at the hands of James Vick. That was 16 months ago. There's also Donegal interest finally in the West Cork Rally. 2 days of action. Round 2 of the Irish Tarmac Championship, and indeed round 2 of the British Rally Championship, is taking place in the county of Cork this weekend. Donna Kelly is in a Skoda R5. Brian Boyle, also an R5 machinery in a Fiesta. Manus Kelly will be competing as well. Plus, the likes of Damien Turish and Brian Brogan will take to action and take to the stages, battling for the modified crown over the 2 days. So it's going to be a busy weekend of sports action. And just to remind you once again, live updates tonight here in Highland from UCD against Finn Harpsas from 7:45 with Chris. And we will, of course, have live action from the Donegal matches against Cork tomorrow at Parky Run starting after 12 noon. Go on.
Thank you, Washing. In a Shone Municipal District has been told that the Irish Open Golf Championship will almost certainly return to Ballyliffin, but that could be jeopardised if action isn't taken to tackle coastal erosion. Councillors were briefed on the preliminary findings of a study into erosion in North Inishowen, with Lag and Ballyliffin identified as the most vulnerable areas. The full report, which will include recommendations for action, is to be published in May. Councillor Martin McDermott says it's already very clear that the situation is serious.
We got an update from the consultants. The full report will be finished by May, and it's stark. Lag and Ballyliffin are the two areas that will be eroded the most over the next number of years if the erosion keeps on going the way it is. Lag, without a doubt, going to lose the most ground. So vitally important that this is finished, but also vitally important, Donal, is the fact that whenever this report is done, we need answers. We need to know what our next steps are.
Agus anois an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Seomra Mahas a Colm Ferriter in Seán na príomh scéalta ar Highland Radio. Leantar Seachtain na Gaeilge a raibh go dtí Lála Podraig ar fud na tíre. Claríodh os cionn 3,000 imeacht don éile im Líona. Go háitiúil tá grúpaí éagsúla ag agrú imeachtaí faoi leith leis an ócáid a cheiliúrú. A bhanaid sa tead solas tá oíche ceol agus airneal le bheith ann san oíche mara le Diane Cannon. Come out, Lamore Shulana, Lala Padrig, or Fod and Conde, Gach Olas, Exceve, Corlia, Conde, Gunanal. Huel Conru Nigelige, Igor, Leshen Kostia, Umreiragus, Kirch, Agus Allskull, Olu, Taijan Nua, Irina Shaktanya, Igolterland, Macadam Ophia, and Mel Firstia, a Yenins in Yuhu, or Usage Nigelige, Sna Corli Ohui, Tataija Boniha, or Kratla Nua, Monitorokta, Jarha, Gerer Dulgish, Elaine Changa, a Yagtanama, Ikorinti, Agus Ikointi, Ta ober idir lava fwy lahar con awr takiarta a holahar ton awr leharachta ta I glo hana fein da ranga 3 agus a seis na bonskola mar chodj da sionskanol hegin si. Lena chodj sin tahar a giri awr nua leharachta a cyrra foil da na ranga na cairna. Chaigi sin ta scrif nori a lorag a vea sonan ur skelti ranga go harihe a holahar a comaila sin a vea gar skelta filiacht drami agus lor olas da kenyala Eggsula egg tastel. Agus to sprick data fogri had on scheme jauntish column killer er in inye and darna las fi de mi marta tashimar aim agin scheme kajur of a kahu idir pobble changa na gilige agus changa gallic na halabun agus takir to horch dona changa has shin mar in to tell you all us fuin scheme egg www bunk Forrest na Gaeilge bunk IE scheme in the Muinihe. Agus Rachtal iu Rev Vauta Hunanal dan Eile Skull Dramiachtal Jaloon agus Jamart Shoy Hart a Gawarclan Gidor le os cion traha drama clarihe na parcha glacu imliela an Lianus Mo a Rev. Sean Machod Shelly Gilliard Slan agus Bannacht.
Good morning, Carl agus Anish and I'm sure isolated showers this evening, more widespread rain later, fresh to strong westerly winds slackening for a time later. Rain will spread throughout during tonight with heavy falls expected, leading to some spot flooding. The rain will turn to sleet and snow in the early morning. Appreciable amounts in some northern areas. Strong southwesterly winds will develop with lows of 0 to 2 degrees Celsius. Frost possible in sheltered parts. Very wet and blustery tomorrow. Sleet and snow giving way to spells of heavy rain and strong and gusty southwest to west winds. The rain easing in the afternoon with a clearance to sunshine and blustery showers following. Some with hail, sleet and thunder. Possibly some snow for a time. Afternoon maximums 4 to 11 degrees Celsius. Looking now at the closing headlines for this Friday evening. New Zealand is in mourning this evening following a devastating terror attack which claimed the lives of 49 people. More than 40 others were wounded in the attack which tackled two mosques in Christchurch. New Zealand Prime Minister said it's one of her nation's darkest days, but they won't be shaken and they will continue to offer support and refuge. The DUP has been accused of political hypocrisy over its stance on Brexit tariffs. EU Commissioner Phil Hogan said the DUP supported a different tariff regime in Northern Ireland while also saying it can't be treated differently to the rest of the UK. Meanwhile, Nigel Dodds said this evening that talks with British ministers are productive. He said they will need more assurances before they could support Theresa May's deal. And Fianna Fáil councillor Enda Bonner says he's elated. He's back on the ticket in Glenties. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. the obituary notices for this Friday afternoon, the 15th of March. The death has taken place at Ardlock Care Home of Brian Wright. Funeral leaving his home at 19 Blease Gardens on Sunday afternoon at 20 past 1, going to St Mary's Church, Creggan, for funeral mass at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Maggie McBride, Glebe, Downings. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Teresa's residence in Glenree, Carrigart. Funeral from there on Sunday to the Church of St John the Baptist for mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at his home of Michael McLaughlin, Grey Rock House, Liss, Carndonagh. Funeral from his home on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Patrick Campbell, Dublin, and formerly of Lower Keju. His remains will repose at Midlands Funeral Home from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9. Viewing tomorrow afternoon from 3, with removal at 5 to St Mary's Church, Kincashla, for 5:30 to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 10, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Rosaline McAteer, 12 Church Street, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Manchester, England, of Bridget Quirk, née Gillespie, formerly of Leafen, Linsford, Buncrana. Funeral mass will take place in St Bernadette's Church, Whitefield, Manchester, on Tuesday next at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Bury Cemetery. The death has taken place of Zita McCloskey, née McGuinness, Main Street, Glenties. Her remains are reposing at her home on Main Street, Glenties. Removal from there tomorrow morning to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Eileen Houston, 36 Dublin Street, Newton Stewart. Eileen's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, leaving at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Eugene's Church, Glenock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Betty Corrie, née Doherty, late of Kilclean Road, Castlederg. Betty's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. And the death has occurred of Jack Patton, 26 Ardmacool, Stranorler. His remains are reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, leaving there this evening at 7:15 to arrive at the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, at 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Stranorler Cemetery.